for DLT Portable, Easley, South Carolina.
Zero TR Mobile.
Zero Charlie Romeo, I believe it was, KF4 DLT Portable. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Let me turn this other noisemaker down in here to the radio. My name's Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. My call is November Zero, Tango Radio. Tango Radio. And how are you doing today?
Pleasure making acquaintance. And I got the November Zero Tango Radio corrected. My call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 4 Delta Lima Tango. The name here is Al Alpha Lima. And I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for asking. I hope you're enjoying. I just got in off the road myself from picking my grandchildren up from school, grandsons. It's a beautiful afternoon. I hope you're enjoying your drive.
Well, as soon as I get off of Wade Hampton here, it's nothing like Woodruff, but yes. And our daughter ought to be picking up our grandchildren down here. We've been down here about, going on 11 years. I got to tell you, there's nothing like being near the grandchildren, is it?
Tom, I'll tell you what, brother. I'm actually a retired emergency room nurse. I'm a walk away from the window. I might lose you for a second. I'm going to body into the repeater or not, if you're catching me. But, I'm a retired emergency room RN. And now my full-time job is providing full-time child care to all three of my grandchildren. So, yes, sir, I know about hanging out with the grands.
Yeah, that is a full-time job. Well, ours are 14 and 12 now, so they've got past the terrible twos and all of that. But we used to do that. But I'm 73 now, Al, and I told the daughter I'm not going anywhere near I-85 or down in that area where they go to school now. And so we opted to get out of that chore for now. And it's been rough being away from them with this COVID, but we finally had a nice family meal Sunday, and the wife made some filet mignons and all the sides to go with it, and it was really nice because they've been vaccinated, we've been vaccinated, and God help us, I hope that stuff goes away.
That time, I hear you, brother. I hope that happens soon. I get my first vaccination this Friday is when I'm going to get mine. My wife, she's still practicing nurse, so she got hers. She got hers in the first batch when it came out, so she's got already been through it. So, and my son-in-law is getting his done today. It's afternoon, as a matter of fact. He's getting off at 2:30. I got off at 2:30, and then riding over there to the Kmart Plaza there. They call it the Kmart Plaza back when Kmart was there for years. As you've been here 11 years, you know where the Kmart Plaza is. And that's where he'll get his, and I'll get mine Friday. And, yeah, it's time for it to go. Very interesting thing. Disease that's made its way through, or virus, rather.
You dropped out rather suddenly there, Al. You've been making it okay. You're about 50-50 on white noise and audio, but it's very much easy to copy. Yeah, but you sound like a handy talkie. I'm just in the car, and had this radio in this car for many years now, and it works pretty darn good. It's a good repeater, lots of wonderful people on here, and hope you enjoy amateur radio. This is N0TR Mobile.
Yeah, I'm long-winded, Tom. I sure am. It dropped out. This little bowfang, bowfang, however you say it, it drops out if you transmit too long. it makes you hush up and let somebody else talk. You know what I mean, Tom? Yes, I love amateur radio. I sure do. Spend most of my time on HF 7540 and occasionally on 20.
Well, it was a big contest this weekend, but I don't do a lot of sideband. I probably ought to start doing that some at my age. My favorite is Morse code, and use it about 98% of the time. I have two antennas, a super loop. It's about 100 foot long, or it is 100 foot long. And they're wire antennas, of course. And then I have Carolina Wyndham, which is 265 feet long. And I have very nice neighbors that let me string it up. And found that we really love South Carolina. It's people ask me what I like about it, and I always tell them, well, number one's the people, number two's the peaches, and number three's the scenery and everything to go along with it. We're truly blessed down here.
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. Now, you're from Michigan, if I recall correct. Is that correct?
No, sir. Our daughter and son-in-law, the oldest daughter and granddaughter, they live in West Bloomfield, Michigan. It's a suburb of Detroit. And she's a professional musician and plays in the Michigan Philharmonic and some other organizations. And my son-in-law's an engineer. He makes the foam in your car seats, only he's a corporate guy. And the other one, Amy, is an engineer down here at General Electric. Been with them all 15, 16 years, and is a polymer engineer. And the son-in-law is an Ohio State graduate in mechanical engineering, and he works at a machine shop down here.
KB4CBA.
I grew up in Port Huron, Michigan, so yes, I'm familiar with Bloomfield, I sure am. All right, and it looks like a breaking station's coming in with us there, Tom. CPA, I believe it is. Go ahead, pick it up.
Roger, Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, KB4 CPA. And good afternoon to you and Tom. And I just thought I'd jump in there. And I usually take joy in giving Tom a hard time.
Yeah, and you know that works two ways, Al. If you dish it out, you got to be able to take it. Shoot, but all in fun. Well, good afternoon, Dave. Hope you're having a good day. Probably headed to the tennis court about this time of day. I'm headed up to... I'm going to have him change his battery out. It's 4 years old, and I ran it down at the doctor's office the other day because I forgot and left my lights on manual instead of automatic. He shouldn't have done that in an hour, I don't think. And Bernice was waiting on me out there. But I had one of them little jumper boxes that worked like a champ. So we're talking to Al, and he's a nurse and retired, retired like us. And his wife is an active nurse right now. And I'm thinking your wife was too, Dave. But we'll turn it back over to Al. This is Enzer OTR Mobile.
Pleased to meet you, and thank you, Tom. Good afternoon to you as well, Tom. I mean, Dave. Like I said, his name here is Al, Alpha Lima. I'm just portable today. I got the HD, so I've probably got a lot of noise with my transmission. You two fellas sound beautiful into this machine. That always sounds good. My call sign is KF4DLT, and over to you then, Dave.
Hey, well, Al, can we call you Big Al?
Oh, that's exactly. I've been called Big Al since I've been a child. Yeah, Big Al. Everybody knows me as Big Al, without question. Yes, that's me.
For me, well, my wife worked for Prisma Health, but she was in the corporate office. And she was the board governance for the corporate office there. They have 11, total of 11 boards that she was over. But anyway, I have a daughter that's in and nursing, and she's been a nurse manager at Memorial Hospital, and for several years, and now they moved to Somerville, and she's just doing some, I think they call it PRN work. She just works about 1 or 2 days a week. Go ahead and pick it up there, Mr. Tom.
This is NZ0TR Dave, and Al, got to jump out. I'm at the battery shop. Al, it's very nice to meet you today, and the pleasure's all mine. Hope to talk to you again, 73, and you and Dave can carry on. This is NZ0TR, clear.
Thanks, brother. Good to meet you today. And get one that's got some good amps in it there, high amp if you can. That way you can keep that radio cranked up and not have a thing to worry about. Over you, Dave, to say goodbye.
That's not a 2017 or newer, is it? It's already punched out. Anyway, I used to be a minister of music in Baptist churches all over this area. We did go to James Island, which is in the Charleston area. In fact, I think Charleston annexed James Island into the city limits, if I'm not mistaken, but I might be wrong about that. But anyway, we lived there back in the late 80s, and I was at a church down there. But other than that, we've been in the Greenville area, Travers Rest, Simpsonville, Greer, you know, just churches all over this area, and directed music. And then when I was working at a church full-time, I worked on cars part-time as a technician and vice versa. So I worked two jobs basically all my life.
Oh, all right, good deal. Yep, it's interesting you talked about in the late 80s you were at the lower part of the state. I lived in Beaufort County in the early 80s, in 87s when I moved here to the upstate from down the lower part of the state. Down there in Hilton Head Island, Bluffton, Hardeeville, that area, all that geography for sure, but temperature, climate, the whole thing is so much different in the lower part of the state than it is the upstate. I love the upstate, I truly do.
My wife did too, and we were on separate sides of town, so we never did know each other in school, you know, and through the grade school. And actually, I met her at my home church and in her home church. I was a member there a long time before she was there. We left. It's West Gant First Baptist down there on White Horse at 85. So one summer when I was at Mars Hill in college, one summer I did their music form on an interim basis because they were without a music director, and that's how I met my wife. She was playing the piano for the youth choir, so that's how we met each other.
Interesting, Dave, as far as way of people's lives crossover. My first wife, she went to Mars Hill College. Let's see, she was born in 1953, so I can't remember when she graduated from Mars Hill, but she got her teaching degree from there. And, that's Mars Hill, and her family lives is in the Wolf Laurel area right there.
Wolf Laurel. I never was interested in skiing, but they had a real good deal for students on the weekend, and you just had to show your student ID, and she probably graduated in 76, 77, because I was born in 54, and I actually did not finish. I kind of dropped out after my junior year, which was in 77, and I was just tired of college, academics in general, and really I was floundering, and I didn't know what I wanted to do, so, you know, there wasn't much of a drive there to go and get my degree. And my degree at the time was in music education, which was probably the last thing I wanted to do was teach. So, and I knew that. So, you know, it was kind of, well, anyway. But, you know, God worked that out. He called me into the ministry a few years later in February of 1980, and I got married in November of 79.
Bill talks about our ages. I graduated in 79 from high school, so I understand exactly what you're talking about, floundering. On my first year of college, I got that summer, I happened on a job that you should never give to a college student. It's a job where you make money. I was up in Michigan, and a union job, getting paid $22 an hour to basically play with a shovel ditch dig all day long, put sewers in around southeastern Michigan. And, I wasn't going back to school after I started rolling that money in. And I floundered around until it was fine when I was 20 years old, 22 years old, but eventually that got real heavy.
I think I'm in a bad spot here. I'm at the Ace Hardware on Butler Road, and I'm going to jump out here for just a minute, but I'm receiving the repeater pretty noisy, so I'm probably noisy getting back into it. But I'll be back in a few minutes if you're still around. But good to talk with you and meet up with you on 2 Meters FM. And I'll say 73s for now, KB4CBA.
Very enjoyable with you and Tom, Dave. Go ahead and get your shopping done. It's probably me. I'm the one on the HD. You fellas sound fantastic into the repeater. KF4DLT clear.
The arm over.